Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Nitzavim. Here we are. We have a couple interesting stories. One is about Rav Mendel Weg, who had a lot of tzaros in his life, and his wife passed away, and he had all kinds of tzaros. And, another yid, a very well-intended yid, came to his house to try to give him chizuk so he doesn't get so down. And whatever he said, Rav Mendel responded back. And he kind of, said from the bottom of his heart with great things, "You think I need your chizuk? Don't you know there's a mefurish pasuk in Iov, Ketz sam lechoshech, there will be an end to darkness. And the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says, Zman nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'olam kamashanim ye'yeh be'afela. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu set a time for the world to be in darkness, which means that I'm not always going to be in darkness, and the light is going to come when it's supposed to come. And if that's true, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu set a time for this, then why should I be upset?" Now, there's another story, and this story I like very much, about Rav Moshe Aryeh Freind, who was the Beis Din of the Eidah Haredus in Yerushalayim. So a Yid came to him once and told him that he puts forth so much effort to go daily to a bris milah. And the reason was because he thought that the going to the bris was a skula for kaparas avanos. So Rav Moshe Aryeh responded, kind of whispered at him, and he said, "It's a chaval, what a waste that you're doing so much work. I have an easier etzer for you to get kapara. And you don't even need to leave your house. The Eitzah is do tshuva." Next story is about Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim is great. Great story. So it was during World War I, and the people around the Chafetz Chaim were getting very, very upset. "What's going to be? What's going to be? This is all very scary. Like, how are we supposed to be misyachis to all of this?" And the Chafetz Chaim overheard them getting a little bit excited about it. And he said, "Look, just remember, Chevra, what happened with Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon saw the first sunset in all of history and thought that the world was ending. And then Maskana was that the world wasn't ending. And then everything was just waiting for him to do tshuva and everything else. This was the Seder Ha'olam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put in place. And moreover, said it could be that whatever you're seeing is part of that same sort of thing. So are your tzoros worse than Adam HaRishon? And if they're not, then maybe you don't need to worry." Last story is a story that happened in either probably the Talmud Torah of Kelm, where a student of the Talmud Torah was a bit downtrodden. I don't know if it was Erev Yom Kippur or around this time of year. And the altar stopped him and said, "Hey, what's going on?" He says, "Oh, I got so many things on my plate. I got so many things I need to do tshuva for. There's no time. Like, I have to do," the Rambam says there's four steps. You have to have charata and vidui and all of this. I can't imagine any scenario where I get all this done in time. So the altar stopped and said, "Well, how do you know that we hold like the Rambam here? Maybe we hold like Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that we just need to make substantial changes to our lives and the way that we're living them." Next, it's hard to go through this parsha without looking at this Ramban on Mal Hashem Elokecha Eslevavcha. So this concept is in the parsha of Tshuva, and this is in Perek Lamed, and it's talking about the concept, says Ramban, Zesha Amar Habalatahir Masayino. So somebody who comes to purify themselves, Kosh Baruch Hu will help them. Mavtichacha, it is a promise, Shetashuve La B'chol Vavcha, that you will do tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart, Hu Ya'azor Oscha, and then Hashem will help you. V'niran, it seems, Minaksuvim, Inyan Zeh, She'amar, Ki Mizman HaBriya, this is it, since the beginning of time, Ha'isa Rishus Biyad Adam La'asos Kiritzono, person has choice, Tzadik Rasha, to be righteous or evil, Chol Zman HaTorakim, and this is the time, this is the way that the world works, so you can get rewarded for your bechira chafshis being applied in the proper way. And the opposite as well. Aval yimos haMashiach, however, in the future, this is the Ramban, the Shitosa, in the future, tiyeh habechira bahem Batov, Lahem Teva. The making good choices will become natural for us. Lo Yisabe Lahem Halev, we will not want. Lama She'eno Roy, that which is not suitable, below Yachbot Bokala, we will not want it at all. V'hi Hamila, Hamizkeres Bakam, this is like the Mila that's occurring to our hearts. Kechemda V'ataiva Orla Lalev, all these desires, it's like the Orla for our hearts. Okay? Meaning to say, this is the covering that needs to be removed. And Umul Halev Hu Shelo Yachmod Lo Yisaveh. When this process occurs with the Siyata Dishmaya, you will no longer be so desirous. V'yashuva Adam Bizman Ahu La'asher Hayakodom Cheto Shal Adam Arishon. And this will be, we'll be able to return to our status before, like we were before the sin of Adam Arishon. The Sfarim say that after the Adam Arishon did, Tov and Ra, it's in the Evin Shleim and other places, they got all mixed up in a person. We became complex before something could be fully good, fully evil. Shaya Osa B'tivo Masha Roy L'Asos. He was like a machine. He did what was right. V'lo Hayabo Ritzono Davar Efchel. He didn't want to do anything except for what was right. Kamo Shapirashti B'Seder Bracious, as he said in Bracious, as I mentioned, Zev Sha'amar Yirmiyah. This is what it says in Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, where it says, Yine Yamim Ba'im Nu Mashem. This is what it says, the days are coming, V'charati as Beis Yisrael, as Beis Yudah, Bris Chadosha. There will be a new Bris. Lo Kabris Asher Karati Es Avosam. Not like the first one. Zosa Bris. This Bris, Asher Echros Es Beis Yisrael, Achrei Yamim Haheim. Nasati es terasi bekirbam, I gave them the Torah, libam ach tevena, I'll write it on their hearts. Vezeu bitul yitzahara, this is the nullification of the yitzahara. Vasos halev betiv o maaseh roi, we're going to be able to naturally do what is right. Achach therefore, amar od, it says later, aisilam leokim, I'll be their God. Vehema yuli laam, and they will be my nation. Velo yum ledu od ish esreehu veish esachov esachiv. More, and people will not become accustomed to say to their fellows, "Du es Hashem, no Hashem." Why? Ki kulam yiduosi. Limiktanim v'ad gedolim. Everyone will know me, from young to old, from low of stature to high. V'yadua, and it is known. Yetzer leva adam rami ne'uruv, as it says in Parshas Noach, man has a yetzer hara. From a young age, lamerosam, you need to be learned, taught, alashis batel yitram bizman ahulagamre. In the future, however, the yetzer hara is gone. It will be completely nullified. V'chein ne'amar v'yecheskel, as it says in Yecheskel, v'nasati lachem lev chadosh, I will give you a new heart, v'ruach chadosh, a new spirit, etin v'kir v'chem, I will put in your, inside you. You'll walk in the ways of my ordinances. When we say a new heart, that's a new nature. And a desire here. Our rabbis teach in the Gemara Shabbos, we do shanim asher tomar ein li b'hem chafetz. Pardon me. The days will come when you do not desire. So normally that's understood in Kohelet to mean those days are referring to when you're old and you really don't have geshmak for anything in life. But what are the yamim asher mein bahem chefetz, according to Ramban? These are the days where you no longer have the yitzer hara pulling you in the wrong direction. Eli Yimos HaMashiach, those are those days, meaning you need to do tshuva now before the Yimos HaMashiach. Shein bahem lo zechus v'luchova, will no longer be able to be rewarded or punished for a bechira, because in those days, people won't be following the Yetzer anymore. People will do what is right naturally. Therefore, that's why we can't merit or demerit. Because our merits or demerits really depend on our desires and whether or not we would act on our Yetzer Hara, or alternatively based on our Yetzer Hatov. So the upshot of the Ramban is saying that humanity fundamentally is good creatures. After the chet of Adam HaRishon, we fell. We now have confusion. Part of this, Lefi HaRamchal and others, has to do with the fact that we're put in a body. And indeed, Rabbi Huleib Ginsburg teaches the famous Gemara in Tainus, where he says everybody's pointing at a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the future when he makes a circle for the tzaddikim. He says everybody's going to point and say, Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, this was Hashem, this is what I wanted. What do you mean this is what I wanted? You didn't know? He said, you know, sometimes people in this gashmius world, this embodied world, they can lose track of what they really, really want and forget it. But then they'll realize in the future, once they're divorced from the body, that they'll be able to say, this is what I had wanted all along. They'll be able to point with clarity, all of them together. So that's very same idea, is that as Shlomo Melech says, Asisi as Adam Yosher, man was made right, straight. We made Cheshbonos Rabim. We started kind of twisting things a little bit with our own tachbulos, with all of our own intervention and whatnot. There's a lot to say here, but this is also the Maharal about Chorus HaLuchos, is that the Torah is etched in the Luchos. Something that's etched, Lefi the Maharal, means that it was made out of a rock that was already there. And the imagery is that all of us Jews, we want to do what's right, and we want to do what's good, and that's part of our nature, and that is part of our nature, and that is part of our being. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us this way. We get a little bit of schmutz, but once we get rid of the schmutz, we'll be able to see the writing. Next is there's a Orach Chaim says V'haya, so he says. And then it says, bracha ve'aklala. It says, when this comes to you, the bracha and the klala, he says a very simple point. It says, v'haya usually talks about puranus. He says, the ra'os in life, the tough things in life. These are be'etzem, they are the bracha, because they cause us to do tshuva. And anything that makes us do tshuva is good. Next, the Orach Chaim also says, v'sha'ata Hashem lokecha, and it says, v'shamata, the kolo, you'll do tshuva to Hashem. You listen to him. He says, the tshuva of Talmud Torah. That's what it means, b'shamat v'kolo. There's also an Evan Shlema that says that the tshuva in the future and the geula is going to be brought through Talmud Torah, and specifically through learning in Yanni Kabbalah, where it says, you know, it says, v'solichenu tomimi komiyus li'artzenu, and then it says, v'hayareinu v'sarasecha. V'hayareinu v'sarasecha is limud nister. And specifically, what are we doing talking about the geula in the middle of Birkas HaTorah, or in the Avas, something which is replacement for the Birkas HaTorah is the Ava Rabba. And the answer is, well, that's what's going to cause that geula in the future. Next, just a quick kasha on Rashi. It says, Lo b'shamayim hi, and the Rashi there says it's not in the Shamayim, so you could go on after it and go try to get it. What's the Havamina that we can go to the Shamayim and get it? Exactly what will you be using? Will you be using a rocket ship? Like, how would that work? Cute question to ask your children. Have a wonderful Shabbos. If I can't get something out for Rosh Hashanah, then I will wish you now a ksiva v'chasima tova, and thank you for learning.